It was no surprise when I found myself enjoying the newest version of The Lion King. After all, I adored The Lion King when it first came out as a full-length, hand-drawn animated feature in 1994. Animal Power Struggles highlighted a screenplay that claimed complete originality, except perhaps for elements from Hamlet and the Bible. Elton John's music added depth and won Oscars. Then the basics of the animated feature transformed into one of the most visually striking plays I ever watched on Broadway, with director Julie Taymor bringing puppets into the mix. A few years later, I appreciated watching a retooled, three-dimensional animated Lion King on the big screen. Having just visited the Serengeti in person, I felt extra impressed by the smooth and believable movements of the animals I'd just seen in the wild. Granted, the story takes liberties with real animal behavior. Female lions play a stronger role with their prides than in the movie, and warthogs hardly ever break into a chorus of Hakuna Matata. But the animated scenery and animals remain stunning. This warrants the question, why bother with a remake? But the newest Lion King answered that in just a couple of days with 285 million reasons, all dollars. Not all of Disney's live-action photorealistic remakes of animated classics meet with such enthusiasm, but Jon Favreau directed one of the best with The Jungle Book. That means his success directing The Lion King comes as no surprise. Nor does work from a top-notch vocal cast. Donald Glover, Beyoncé, and Chiwetel Ejiofor put slightly different spins on intonations, but nothing shocking. Oh, wait. I felt one twinge of shock with Seth Rogen, an actor who usually bothers me in movies. I loved his take on Pumbaa in this Lion King. Turns out, he makes a great warthog. The warthog he voices looks wonderful, too, and the computer graphic artists produce animals that seem more at home in a documentary than children's story. Minimal updates and a new song for Beyoncé give females more strength, but otherwise, the story follows the original quite closely. Any complaints? Well, no surprises. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.